Hey guys, it's your GM Griff here with another episode of the Hideous Laughter Podcast. We're so happy you're tuned in and listening. I wanted to do a couple of quick shout outs at the top of the episode. So we got some news this past week that the Hideous Laughter Podcast actually has a subreddit now, r/hideous laughter. I wanted to shout out to Lord Deathquake for setting that up. Thanks so much. We really, really appreciate it. We're all kind of illiterate when it comes to setting up subreddits, so couldn't have done it without you. Also wanted to shout out the wonderful Pathfinder Actual Play podcast, Find the Path. They gave us a very generous shout out earlier this week, and we wanted to return the favor. They're awesome. They're playing Mummy's Mask. So this week we decided we didn't want to split up the recording. It was probably the most tense session of Pathfinder I've GM'd in a long, long time. So we have two parts this week. They'll both release back to back, so you'll see them both in your feed when you're listening to this. I don't want to take up too much of your time, so let's dig into it with episode 18, part 1, Prison Break.
Like liquor and things that go boo? Then buckle up, listener, cause this one's for you. Prepare yourself for the Hideous Laughter Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Hideous Laughter Podcast, episode 18. Guys, we got a special drink today brought to you by the good, good folks at Wheeler Woe. Specifically, we're doing this for Mona because we all have mimosas, but they're a special kind. They're hamosas.
That's right. Hamosas wouldn't do it any other way.
So I think we should drink these. Haley obviously can't because of the celiacs, but I'm sure you're with us in spirit.
I think I lucked out.
You might have. Why don't we go around the circle? You take a sip of it and tell us what you think.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, why not?
I haven't had any yet, so. Oh! Okay. That's distinct.
Yeah, what'd you think of that? Oh, he's going in for a second
sip.
Yeah,
I'm going for a second one.
He must like it.
It's kind of gross, but it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I am shocked and appalled.
Brooks, why don't you take a sip? Right. Tell me how you're feeling about it.
Oh, it shiver, but it tastes like after a long night of drinking in the morning, and then you burped up a little bit of your mimosa the next day.
Oh, God.
That's what it tastes like.
That's a pretty distinct taste.
Yeah, I am getting a little bit of that, but it's not bad.
The burped up mimosa.
All right, Emily, give us your thoughts.
It's like a very bad fruit beer. It's too sweet, and the beer just lingers after.
Yeah, that's coming from the gasoline queen herself.
Oh!
Are you supposed to put two shots of orange liqueur in a mimosa? I didn't think so.
On the Hideous Laughter Podcast, you are. All right, let me slurp this bad boy down. Oh, that sounds... That tastes like a shandy that's gone off. It tastes like... I feel you. It tastes like that after a liquor drink burp that you get. I mean, I'm going to keep drinking it, but I don't know how the Wheeler Woe boys do it. Maybe Rainier gives it a certain je ne sais quoi that makes it palatable, but Hams ain't doing it.
It's sticking to my mouth.
I know.
Every part.
How I'm going to be able to do the rest of this podcast. I feel like I literally ate a glue trap.
I'm sorry, but I took a wonderful photo series of Steve's first sip.
Baby's first sips.
And we'll post it all, guys.
Haley, what are you drinking over there?
Oh, I am drinking some vodka and strawberry crystal light.
Oh, that sounds distinctly better.
It is, I'm sure.
I didn't see you cringe when you sipped that, so that's probably a good sign. So, guys, how's everybody doing? Everybody feeling good? Feeling good in Harrowstone Prison?
Oh, yeah.
Feeling about as good as you feel drinking that Hamosa?
Well, Matsume still has over half of his hit points, so I guess, you know, everything in perspective, he's feeling okay.
But yeah, yeah. Why don't we go around the table? What HP are you guys at right now?
15 out of 24.
What about you, Ick?
6 out of 28.
Oof.
Yeah.
What about E?
7 out of 26.
Oh, God.
17 out of 19.
Hey, Lyra's doing all right. Lyra's a new party tank.
So I was listening to last week's episode this morning, and I was shocked how fast that combat was.
Oh, the skulls one?
Yeah. Well, no, not the skulls one. The furnace one. I mean, it was only a couple rounds. I mean, it was like 5 minutes of combat, and the thing just wrecked.
Well, you know, 46 of fire damage will do that.
I know, it wrecked.
And I didn't roll low either. So you guys are in this furnace room still. We ended on you guys kind of stopping the haunt for now. So you did enough positive energy damage to it for it to go dormant. What are you guys doing? You're in rough shape. You've explored maybe 4 rooms of this prison. Anything you guys want to reconsider? Anything you want to like think about maybe as a strategy going forward?
Well, I think Ikmer's strategy at the very second is going to be drinking that potion and cure light.
So go ahead and heal yourself.
Oh, yeah. What is it? D8 plus 1?
Yep.
All right, 6.
Nice. Anyone else doing any healing?
I don't have anything, but realistically, you would like to like go back and probably stock up on healing.
Okay.
But I don't have anything right now, so.
So, what I want to know
is, anyone
got
a potion?
Which way you guys are going to go, because you do have the knowledge that haunts reset. You've gotten high enough religion checks to know that. You know that there's haunts pretty much the way back, but you don't know what's ahead of you. You know there's a door heading out. You know there's stuff in this water in this room. Actually, why don't you make me a perception check? I'll throw it to the room.
All right, starting strong. That is a 4. Oh, Jesus. I can't even think straight with this Hamsmosa. 17 total.
17 total?
14 total.
14.
9.
9.
8 or 13.
Okay. So, Matumbe's the only one that notices, and I think it's because, like, he did that last damaging blow to the furnace, saw it kind of fade and the flame died, and I think he kind of caught his breath for a minute and turned behind him and looked out over the water, and he's kind of breathing and catching his breath and calming down.
Dust his shoulders off.
And he sees that black shape again.
And it's time to fucking go.
And he sees it's no longer circling. He sees that it's getting closer, as if the commotion from the haunt in this room is drawing it to you.
Ikma, Eclipse, Lyra, steel yourselves. I do not believe danger has passed us yet. We have drawn in something that we do not want to face right now.
And as he says this, what are your characters doing? They have limited time. They see this shape maybe 50 feet away towards the middle of the pond, and Matumbe can see that it's headed straight for the opening in the wall.
Can we head straight the fuck out?
Yeah, so the wall right in front of us, or in this room, is crumbled.
Yeah, it's crumbled, and you can see the lake out in front of you. Or the pond, however you want to describe it, but the body of water you guys came across initially when you were outside of the prison is basically, it was up against the prison, and this is the wall that it has kind of like, maybe the wall was affected by the sinkhole that caused the pond to form in the first place. So you can see like the wall is completely crumbled on the east side of the room, and you can look right out onto the pond.
So on the very north side of the room, the wall is a bit crumbled too. Can we say like just enter, or like I guess try to run around the back, or try to go to the back of the prison through the wall? Or is it not that crumbled?
That isn't crumbled enough to actually, like, it connects to the ceiling still. So it's literally like a pile of rubble. You can get out here, but you would have to wade through water.
What about a strength check through the wall?
I'll let you make one, but know that if you fail, you're wasting valuable time.
Shoot.
How wide is the water that we would have to cross?
You're going through about 30 feet of water either side.
So if I have a swim speed of 25 feet, would I be able to swim through it, or is it wading?
It's wading.
Oh, okay.
I mean, unless you like swim out into an arc, and you can swim when it's like 4 feet deep. I'll let you do that. Okay. So you can pretty much swim once you get like 10 feet out.
Okay. If we went back into the room that we were just in, we run the risk of running into more skulls, but that was closed off from the lake.
Yeah, you can see like water seepage in there, but the wall is actually closed.
I think retracing our steps is our best option. I mean, worst case scenario, we bump into the judgment.
The cold spot.
Cold spot again. Who knows when that resets? It could be a minute. It could be a week.
Well, we could go through the auditorium or the, like the viewing area.
That's
of
true.
The sentencing.
That's true. We could do that too.
In fact, we would have to. We can't get through to the.
Yeah, you would have to go through the part of the auditorium that is kind of iron bars separated from the stage. Is that what you guys are doing?
I don't see a reason why we wouldn't.
I think so. I don't think we can defend ourselves too much.
Okay, everybody roll for initiative because we're going to be doing this in initiative order.
Oh, no.
Aw, yeah. 7 for Ikmer.
Oof.
Got me beat. 5.
Oof. Oof.
Some low rollers here.
16 from Matoom Bay.
This is a
great Lyra.
Strength. 11.
It's growing on me a lot.
Are you... foul.
Despite foul. All of this...
It's not bad. I'm like halfway done.
You're all going before what is in the lake.
Thank Christ.
Matumbe, you're first. I'm really not enjoying this drink.
I'm kind of
trying to get through it, but it's
really
bad. I really
love watching you guys drink it, though.
It is ruining the episode.
But it sets us in the mood of being uncomfortable.
Boom. You're right with that.
All right. Yep. I'm ready to go. So seeing that, you know, Matumbe was the first one to nail that perception check, he alerted the group. He's going to look around, make sure that everybody got his message. It looks like everybody heard, and he's going to start retracing his steps back into the room with the big old pit that the skulls came out of. My movement speed is 30 feet, so I can double move 60 feet and get me pretty comfortably into the other room.
Damn, so Matumbe's just booking...
Maybe I don't go the full 60 feet because, you know, I got people following me. Just, yeah, let's say like 40.
Okay. So Matumbe is about halfway through the room where they encounter the skulls. He can see the black pit. Make me a perception check.
Okay. Dude, Eric, doing me well. 18 on the die, that's a 22.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
Oh, maybe Eric's not doing me well.
Okay, next in the order, Lyra.
Lyra is going to move right behind Matumbe, and she's also going to kind of keep an eye on Eclipse, because she knows that she's not slower. Feeling great and also slower, so she wants to make sure if she comes up next to her, she's ready to heal.
Gotcha. Ikmer, you're up.
Ikmer and Eclipse are the only ones left in the, I guess, pond sunken room. Ikmer is actually going to delay his turn And in doing that, hopefully shield Eclipse.
So you're just going to like cover her?
Exactly.
Just in case? Okay.
Exactly. So he'll take his turn after Eclipse gets through the door and to safety. That is okay. What Ikmir would do.
Sounds good. Eclipse, you're up.
Oh, I'm booking it. I can go a full 40 feet, move me 40 feet.
Okay.
Because, a standard action, that's not a full round actually though, right?
That's two move actions for you, correct?
No, I know, but I'm asking, I just had a thought.
You can do a swift action if you have a swift action.
No, I have a standard. If I move only 20 feet, can I do a standard action?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how the action economy works.
Do I get out of the room? Just barely?
Just barely.
Okay. I am going to then start conjuring.
Okay, you can't move until your next turn.
I know, but I can't move anyways. It's till my next turn.
Wait, are you summoning?
I am conjuring.
Okay.
It is a special spell. Bleh.
Spell?
Okay. Special spell. Nice. Ikmir.
All right.
You may do your action, but before you do, make me a perception check.
Okie doke.
Oh, it's a four.
A four. You're too focused on watching Eclipse leave. You don't notice anything. You feel like you faintly hear splashing, but in your hurry, you're going through the door. You don't look back.
I hate to watch her leave, but I love to watch her go, you know? Actually, since Eclipse is not out of the door, I am going to take a 5-foot step and do a total defense right in front of the door, blocking Eclipse from the water.
Whatever's in the water.
Whatever's in the water.
Okay.
Total defense.
Ikmir, at this point then, you are turned facing the water. You see a black shape come up out of the water. And you can see it clearly because it starts to move towards you. It moves 30 feet towards you. And you see this mass of tentacles and eyes and claws. And it feels like it's looking at you with every eye on it. But that's all it can do this turn.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And it's about 20 feet into the water, mechanically. The people that are in the room, however, do see, because though you rolled a 19, I rolled a 20 on their stealth. You see four flaming skulls.
God damn it.
Exit the hole, because I rolled a d4 for it as well. They're clustered right around the hole, basically every square.
You know, for being on fire, they're pretty stealthy.
They are pretty stealthy. Well, they're coming up out of something that's out of your view anyway.
They need that dark vision.
So that is their move action. It's back to the top of the order with Matumbe.
Okay.
Real quick, Huddle, are we running still?
I think you fuck it better.
I have 7 health points.
Yeah.
My game plan was to run.
Yes.
Just quick huddle. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Yep.
Good plan, team.
Okay. So Matumbe is going to continue his forward momentum out the building, but not at the expense of leaving all his people behind. So he's going to move about, let's say, 20 feet up, and he's going to turn and cast, what is that spell I always use called? Disrupt Undead at the closest spell to Eclipse.
Skull to Eclipse?
Flying Skull.
Go for it.
Yeah, Flying Skull. Yeah.
All right. All right, that would be I don't think this hits. A 12 on the range touch.
12 does not hit.
God damn it.
But it's Lyra's turn.
All right, as a free action, Lyra would like to say, we're in hot water here. We need to get out now. But because she has a connection to the party, she is going to walk 10 feet.
Oh, shit.
Back towards the door, because I'm guessing at this point, Eclipse just looks horribly burned and not feeling so great. So she is going to cast Cure Light Wounds.
This is a fucking ballsy move, Emily.
It's a ballsy move.
Seriously.
You get 8 hit points back.
Thanks.
I don't want Eclipse to die.
Okay.
I have a plan.
Ikmer, what are you doing? You see this terror rise out of the water. You're guarding the door. Your friends are directly behind you.
Ikmer would, again, delay his turn until Eclipse has left. Until Eclipse...
Oh, wait, I don't think it matters. I think it's just Eclipse's turn, because if he delays his turn, it moves
from
the initiative.
Oh, yeah,
order.
You delayed, yep.
Yeah, so it's Eclipse's turn.
It actually, yes, is Eclipse's turn.
Come on, Eclipse. Let's go.
And you see Eclipse just kind of rise into the air, but she looks like she's sitting, and she's about to ride her horse right on out of here, because she's on fucking
fuck. That's amazing.
Nice.
Do it. What's your move speed now?
So, 80 feet.
80 feet.
This is the only way I'm surviving is all I could think.
Yell to the party? Run.
I'm like, we're out of here. Let's go.
And you just see her whiz by Matumbe, and she's like up 6 feet in the air.
And it's invisible.
Yeah, I imagine it's some sort of like, yeah, this like.
Just zoom.
Fucking like Wile E. Coyote as the Roadrunner zooms by. Whoa.
Okay, Ikmer.
Oh, God,
it's your turn now.
Yeah, he's going to make the full round move, double move. He's going to double move to through the room with the skulls and toward the chamber. By the way, he only has 20 feet of movement.
Yeah, so you can only move 40. Okay.
Come on, Lyra. Let's go.
Lyra.
I can't wait any longer.
You see this creature move all the way out of the water. Move through the door.
I was hoping it couldn't open doors.
Oh, did you guys close the door behind you?
No.
Because I didn't hear that.
It didn't happen.
No.
Because that would have been a move action.
It is right next to Lyra.
You.
And you just hear in your head, "Hello, child."
Oh, no.
I've been watching you. Tell me, would you like to see what's on the other side? And then it swipes at you.
Oh, all the blood is draining from Lyra's face.
20 on the die.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Does somebody have a card they want to use right now?
Oh.
Disadvantage.
I can use my disadvantage.
Well, no, she can use it on the confirmation roll.
I can use mine because I have a disadvantage card that I just...
Okay.
I was about to use mine.
Let's see what the worst is. So we've got...
One!
So it is not a critical. Does hit you for 6 points of damage.
Okay.
As its claw sinks into your side and its eyes... All of its eyes roll back in its head as if it's savoring this moment. And then the skulls begin to move. And one of the skulls moves into Ikmer's square. The one in front of the group of skulls moves directly into Ikmer's square. Ikmer, please make me an attack of opportunity.
17 on the die.
That hits. Roll for damage.
How about 11?
It goes down.
Beautiful.
The next skull enters Lyra's square.
This is so dangerous.
13 doesn't hit you, I don't believe.
No, that does not.
But please take an attack of opportunity before I forget. And you have your new heavy mace out, correct?
Yes, I do, because I looked it up in between episodes, and I can use it, and it's definitely better, so she would have that equipped.
Oh, shit!
And I rolled a 20.
Roll to confirm.
Confirm it.
Does a 17?
It does.
Woo!
Roll your damage.
I feel like you're feeling real good about this water monster.
Yeah, hey, Barry Bonds over there, why don't you get running around the bases?
So that's 7. Points of damage.
And it goes down.
Yes!
The next skull will fly over to the corner, past the chest and into the rubble. And that's as far as it can go. The final skull will move into Ikmer Square once again. Ikmer, please make an attack of opportunity.
Combat reflexes?
Oh, yeah, unless you, if you have combat reflexes. If
I
not,
do not.
Then so it is in your square, and it attacks at you.
Okay.
5 on the die will not hit you. And it is now Matumbe's turn.
All right. So Lyra is furthest from the party. She's in trouble. Matumbe is going to shout to her, Lyra, we need to go now. And he's going to take a 5-foot step back, and he's going to... Oh, man, I want to help Lyra so bad, but I just don't think there's any way I can. All right, so Matumbe is going to... he can't help Lyra at this time, but what he can do is help his friend Ikmer, who currently has a flying skull in his square. He is going to do his Disrupt Undead range touch attack.
Go ahead.
The gray thing flies out of the book. That's a 14 on the die.
That hits.
That definitely hits. Come on. All right, 3 points of positive energy.
It's still up.
I know.
Lyra, your turn.
Okay, Lyra is gonna gather all of her courage and strength and look straight at the monster and say, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. This will make me stronger. And then she's going to run away.
Okay, are you going to take a 5-foot step?
Full withdrawal.
To avoid, or full withdrawal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was really worried you were going to try and attack it. Like, this will make me stronger.
No. She's not that dumb, but she can act a little tough.
Okay. So you full withdraw. Eclipse, make me a perception check.
Okay. That's pretty good. 23 or 28.
You feel this chill up your spine.
Mother.
As the room begins to get cold, you know the haunt will act if you don't exit this room.
And Eclipse currently is in the room that we're all about to go through, or yep, trying to get through.
She is.
I'm going to take 1 5-foot out.
1 5-foot out?
So I'm out of the room. And I am going to extricate my haunt.
Okay. Tell me what that does.
I am going to imbue my haunt with one of my spells, okay, in order to hopefully help my teammates as they come through.
Okay.
It does not... It's kind of like summoning, though, so it doesn't happen... It's not there until next round.
Okay.
But it's invisible.
It's invisible. Okay. That sounds good to me. Just have to tell me what the rules are for it when it's there.
Yeah, yeah, because it basically it's like magic mouth, so I can tell it basically when I want it to do its thing.
Sure.
And it'll do.
Okay. Eclipse, that's your turn then. Things are getting dire. Ikmer, make your action, please.
He has a skull on his square, but Lyra is not quite out of the room, or is not quite past him, going toward the door. So Ikmer would stay in his square, attack the skull in order to, I guess, in his head, protect Lyra just a little bit more. If he could find a way, or if he could, without occurring an attack of opportunity, he would probably, like, block the, I don't know, black.
So you could take a 5-foot step out of there?
Oh, okay. So then that's what he will do. He will take a 5-foot step toward Lyra and attack the skull that was on his square. Another 17 on the die. I know that hits.
That hits. Roll your damage.
Damage is 8.
It goes down.
Yes.
Nice. Now there is one skull left in the room, but one horrible abomination as well, and it is its turn. It's going to move one square, like 10 feet in front of Lyra. So it is moved up against the wall. It's facing Lyra and Ikmer. And I need both of them to make me a will save.
Oh, that's so good, because his will save is so good. Yeah.
12 for Lyra.
10 for Ikmer.
You both fail.
Ouch.
Yikes.
As you see this blast of color come from its tentacles, you are unconscious for 5 rounds. You are then blind for 2 more rounds. And then I think it's shaken for 1 more round.
Does it matter?
Lyra, as you collapse to the floor, you hear, "Good luck getting out. Maybe I'll see you on the other side if you prove worthy." Matumbe, you're the only one up in this room, and this skull knows that. It charges towards you.
Attack of opportunity.
Taking an attack of opportunity.
That's right, yeah. So this will have to be with my book, right?
Yep.
All right, that's 21 total.
That hits. As it charges towards you, you swing like your motherfucking Barry Bonds, and this skull crashes on the far wall and shatters into splinters.
Didn't even need me to roll damage on that one.
You did some positive energy damage, too.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. So, it is Matumbe's turn.
Okay. There's nothing I can do to wake them up. I don't have any sort of spell like that. Alright, I know this is totally stupid, but Matumbe is going to look at the abomination, and he's going to say, "You will not take my compatriots," and he casts Lock Gaze. Make a will save.
Oh, shit.
No.
Yeah, that succeeds.
What would that have done to me?
It would have, I mean, not too much, honestly. It would have provided cover to my people. So, like, maybe if you went to, like, Coup de Grâce or something, you could roll Concealment to miss them.
That's fair.
Anyway, that was my thinking.
You know, it's a floating, like, brain sack, so.
Yep.
But it was a good thought.
All right, well,
Lyra, you're unconscious. Tried.
Well, I still have a move.
Oh, yeah. You want to take a move?
So if you can dig a grave real quick, you can probably carry both of us, right? No problem.
There are dragging rules.
There are dragging rules. But who are you going to pick?
That's so tough. I mean, Ikmer is closer. Ikmer's probably heavier.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Can you please tell me that these guys are down and stuff, by the way? Like, as a whole, my character has no idea.
Yes.
The
two mages bellows.
Eclipse! You must return! It got pretty dire in here when you were gone.
All right, so... Yeah, Matumbe is going to... He's going to call out to Eclipse, and he's going to move back up next to Ikmer.
Okay. Before it's Eclipse's turn on initiative 10, she sees behind her and in front of her and to the sides of her the doors in the room she is currently in slam shut and emanate this negative energy, and she feels this negative force just as she heard the plea from her friend to help them. It is Eclipse's turn. What does she do?
Well, fuck.
So Eclipse is in the original, like,
foyer. She's in, like, the first room you guys entered into. And the doors are closed.
Okay.
Can I try and open the door? So, first of all, my haunt, I've set my haunt.
You set your haunt so you can
right
do whatever that does.
Right there.
Yeah,
okay.
It made it into the prior room.
It's set there.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to try and open the door. Can I?
Make a strength check.
And you're going to yell back to Matumbe saying that you totally have my back and you're coming to help, right?
Matumbe, I'm stuck. I'm trying. Yeah, because I got a total of 9.
And you used force against the door?
I just wanted to try and open it, but yeah.
So make me a will save.
Okay.
Yeah, this happened.
Yeah, what's it against?
It's
negative energy. So if you want to do your thing for the day, I think you get that as an immediate action, correct?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm not going to take a save on this.
So you remember that Ikmer took this, like, negative energy burst.
Give it to me.
Eclipse chooses to heal off of negative energy.
Yeah, so basically once per day I can treat positive or negative energy effects as if I was undead. So basically I'm about to flash real gaunt-like.
And you heal 5 hit points.
Ha ha ha!
That's so cool.
Nice.
But we do not see that.
No, you don't, because I'm trying to get through the door. can I go through or no?
No, you didn't make your strength check.
Fuck. Motumpai, I'm really stuck. I don't know what to do.
Ikmer, you're on the ground.
Well, round 2?
So... It is the creature's turn again. And Motumpai, this time you hear in your head just this like, ha, 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 ha.
This is so fucking bad.
And it leaves. It begins to leave. It goes 60 feet out of the room. Hoping that the prison takes care of you. Motumpai, you're up.
And we're still in initiative order here?
You are most definitely still in initiative order. Because I need you to make me a perception check.
It respawns that fast?
Not the haunt, but...
16 total.
What's going on in the basement? You hear chattering.
All right, well, can I make a spellcraft check? I don't have this spell. The spell that he used against Lyra and
you,
Ick.
You may make a so spellcraft
like,
check.
To understand like how long they're going to be out and stuff. 19 on the die.
Yes, you know the color spray was used, and you know that when color spray is used against people of relative ear strength,
yeah,
you know that it knocks them unconscious for up to like 30 to 40 seconds.
Okay.
You also know that they'll be blind when they wake up.
All right. So at this, Matume's original plan before this thing left was to start dragging Ikmer out. But knowing that this thing is leaving, he instead is going to reposition himself. Scratch that. He's going to stay exactly where he is, and he's going to prepare an action that if something flies out of the hole, he's going to blast it with Disrupt Undead.
Sounds good. Lyra, you are unconscious. Eclipse, the doors are shut behind you. Would you like to attempt to break through again?
Absolutely.
You're going to get negative energy damage.
It lasts for a minute, by the way.
Oh, okay.
She's going to heal the full.
So you're going to come back in looking real good.
Right. that was a 13.
Fantastic, by the way.
You heal 4 HP as you see the face on the door again spit this negative energy at you.
Hello. Please let me in.
I almost imagine this thing with like a
you
horrible...
You don't get through.
Damn it.
I imagine this thing with a horrible cough and like flu-like cough and you're just inhaling all of it.
And I'm like, I need all of this.
Okay,
I'm up to what, 24 out of 26?
Hey.
Nice.
It's working. Ikmer, you are unconscious. This has been what, the second round of unconscious for you guys? Motumpai. Your ready to action can happen because you see two skulls rise out of the depths.
Okay. It would be the closest one to him. He's going to cast a spell. 8 on the die. That's going to be a 12.
He arcs wide.
Yeah, I know.
But the two creatures have done their action by getting up out of the hole, so it's Matumbe's turn again.
Okay. So Matumbe is going to do the exact same thing. He's going to keep firing off these disrupt undeads like his life and the lives of his friends depend on it. 5 on the die. There's no way that hits.
Yeah, that's another whiff. Lyra.
Eclipse! Come on!
Lyra, this is your third round of unconsciousness. Eclipse, it is your turn.
Okay. Real quick, I'm going to hide from undead as my swift action, because that lasts for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Just in case. Fuck! Okay, got an 11.
And the door swings open.
Oh, nice.
Because the haunt doesn't realize that you're in the room.
Okay.
Oh.
Neat.
So unfortunately, as you enter the next room...
I'm hidden from undead.
Not all haunts are susceptible to that, but some are.
Okay.
You again feel the hair raise on your arms.
But I open the door so I can go through, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I assume right. You're entering this room, and once you enter into this
I
room...
No, I can keep going. I'm still got 40 feet.
You have
yeah.
Your
okay.
Haunt.
So you can get all the way through the room?
Absolutely, yep. Okay. All the way through.
So you feel the cold, but nothing happens because you're swift enough to get through the room.
Matumbe, I'm here!
Oh, I almost thought you left me.
And I just look like a sickly... Even more sickly than normal, but I look happier.
No, you look great because you've been healing all
night. Oh, no, but
energy.
I look like I'm undead. But I look happier than I've ever been.
Ikmer, this is your third round unconscious. The skulls move into Ikmer and Lyra's squares.
Oh, that's dirty.
If Ikmer had a feeling, or... I guess to put in perspective what Ikmer is feeling right now, he feels like this Birmosa.
Filthy.
I finished mine. I don't know.
I'm about to finish mine.
Gross.
Okay, so Ikmer, a 10. Does a 10 hit you when you're unconscious?
That would be what, Tut?
It should be no dexterity bonus and a -4 because you're prone.
Then that is, it would hit me then.
I don't know if you can go that far below.
I guess would 10?
You're essentially helpless, so you shouldn't get any dexterity. You would still have your armor bonus, and then it would be -4 because you're prone. It would be your flat-footed, basically.
Oh, the flat-footed is 19.
Damn.
But, and then a -4 because I'm prone would make it 15.
Yep, so you're fine.
Okay.
Lyra. Does a 14 hit that?
Yes, it does.
You take 5 points of fire damage and 2 points of physical damage.
She's not dead yet.
And with that, Matumbe, you're up.
All right, well, since it looks like the one that did damage was damaging Lyra and she's having some problems, Matumbe is going to use his Disrupt Undead against the one on Lyra's square. 10 on the die. That brings me up to a 14 touch.
Hits.
Okay. I like the sound of that. Let's do some positive damage. Give me high. Ah, fuck. That's not high at all.
It's
that's
still
a 2.
Up. Still up.
I know.
Lyra. This is your fourth round of unconsciousness. One more round. Can you believe we made it through? Almost. Eclipse. Are you still on your steed?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
Last 20 minutes, man.
Since you're a small character, does that mean that like it's a very small steed?
It's a pony.
Or a very...
I can call a pony or a horse.
Okay, no, but I'm curious as to, like, Eclipse. Would Eclipse be on a full-size horse?
She's on a Clydesdale.
On a
she can't reach the...
Eclipse did call upon a pony this time because I was a little bit worried about height of doors.
Got
Makes
it.
Sense.
Okay, so what does Eclipse do?
Eclipse will I guess I can't. Can I attack it if it's in X square like that?
Without. Yeah, you definitely can.
I know that Matumbe did, but he did it with spell. Can I do that successfully with a weapon?
Yep. It's essentially like floating right above him at this point. Because he's on the ground.
Well, I'm gonna ride up, and I'm probably the same height as Matumbe now.
Pretty close, yeah. he's very confused.
Yeah. I'm gonna swing with swing and try and hit. Don't hit. I need to retire all my dice.
You sure you don't hit? What'd you get?
8.
Ooh, that's shitty.
I've gotten like 15 fucking
threes. Ikmer, this is like your fourth round of being unconscious. The skulls are still there and they're both going to attack. The first one attacking at Ikmer. 15.
That hits.
4 points of fire damage and 2 points of physical damage. The next one attacks at Lyra. 11 on the die. I think that hit you last time. That's a 15.
Yeah.
1 point of physical and 2 points of fire.
She's not even unconscious yet.
Wow. Well, she's technically unconscious. Well, actually.
But not from damage.
Not from damage.
Not from damage.
Okay, that was the monsters. Matumbe, you're up.
You know what Matumbe is going to do, and he's going to do it the way he always does things. With a 16 on the die, because I've got a great dice tower now.
Nice.
5 points of positive energy damage to the one damaging Lyra.
It drops.
Boom.
Right under Lyra's chest.
Thank you. That doesn't do extra damage.
No,
right?
It doesn't. Yes, it's actually a D10 of folly. 1d6 of folly damage to both of you. Lyra, fifth round of unconsciousness. You kind of gasp. And your eyes flutter open, but you're prone on the ground.
And blind.
Yes.
Yes, and you don't see anything in front of you.
That affects your AC.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah. Eclipse.
Is there still a skull?
Yeah, there's still a skull floating above Ikmer, taking chunks out of him.
I'm going to have the pony move a 5 foot back, and then I'm going to pick up the other skull with my mind and try and fling it at that skull.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, I gotta do a range touch attack.
Range touch?
Yeah.
You're flinging a skull? I think that'd be a.
Oh, range attack. Sorry, yeah. Range attack. Yes, range attack. I did get an 11 on the die.
Which goes to?
14.
Does not hit.
Fucking hell.
Okay. Ikmer, same thing happens. You kind of gasp, and your eyes flutter open, and you see nothing in front of you.
All right, well, in his mind, he cracks a beer.
And not in his mind, the skull comes down and tries to chomp him again. But you're not unconscious, so you just take the -4 for being prone. 17. Your AC -4. Well, and
two
-2 for blind, so -6.
That hits because I'm blind.
All right. You take 2 points of physical damage and 4 points of fire damage.
Ikmer is unconscious.
Oh, no.
Is he bleeding out?
He is exactly at 0.
Oh, well, then he's not unconscious. He's staggered.
Oh, okay. So he's got one more round.
But if he makes an action, I think he loses an HP and goes into.
I think so, yep. Yeah.
So, Matumbe, you're up.
All right. Matumbe's going to fire off another Disrupt Undead. Thank God I
prepared took that cantrip.
Yeah, you're not kidding. 10 on the die, that's a 14 and hit touch.
Hits.
3 points positive energy.
Still up.
Oh, Mother Christ.
Lyra, you're blind, but you can act.
I feel like she would stand up, but she would have no idea what's going on, what direction is out.
Yeah, where anybody is, she's been out. She can kind of hear this combat ringing around her, but she can't quite pinpoint where everybody is.
I think she'd just say, I can't see. And she can't act because she has no idea, like, yeah, where to hit. I mean, she would try to stabilize or heal Ikmer, but I don't think she would know that he's...
Does she want to delay or ready an action for somebody to tell her what to do?
Yeah, I think that's what she would wait to get so further instruction. She just
like
yells,
like, what do I do? What do mm-hmm. I do? I can't see anything. With that, Eclipse is up.
I'm trying to figure out if there's anything I can do to further help them, but it looks like they're just going to have to be blind until...
Yeah, I mean, they only have two rounds of blindness, okay, so they're cool on their first round.
So, you will say, Lyra, there's a skull and Ikmer right in front of you. You don't want to move right now. Just stay still. Because I don't think she can heal him, right? Not if she can't see.
She has a 50% miss chance.
Yeah, no, stay there. We don't want to waste any of those spells.
No, we do
not. Well, I mean, if she has stabilized, it's...
I have stabilized.
Oh, well, then you should probably stabilize him.
Right, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, well, I guess
doing.
He doesn't need stabilization, because we're all missing zero. The fact that he's at zero.
Right, so that's what I was going to do until he was at zero. But I am going to just go up, and I'm going to try and swing once again at this stupid freaking skull with my sword. I got a 16. Please tell me that hits.
So you step forward on the pony and swing with the sword?
Yeah.
That does hit.
Fucking hell, thank God.
Tricksy little buggers, these skulls.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if I haven't been rolling straight threes.
That's true, too.
Get a dice tower.
14 damage.
14 damage. It's shattered. And you're out of combat for now.
But in initiative.
But still in initiative.
Oh, God.
So, how are you guys getting out of this prison now? Nice.
Well, yeah. About after that nonsense, I have made sure I've got another drink, and...
I believe it's Ikmer's turn.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Who's turn?
Ikmer, still being blind, or his first round of blindness, would use... his move action to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And he would probably, I don't know, like kind of stick his hands out, like.
So kind of like readying an action to move with somebody if they grab him?
Yeah, exactly.
Like kind of putting his arms out, like, hey, those of you that can see, I know Matumbe's here or whatever.
Guys, I can't see anything. Please help me.
Jesus. Okay, so that's Ikmer's turn, and it's Matumbe's turn at the top of the order.
Ikmer, do not fear. We are right here, and all the fools have been vanquished. I am going to put my arm on you now so you know I am here. Do not strike back.
And he's gonna... Ikmer punches you in the face.
Oh, God.
Kidding. Well, you're going to have to roll 50% concealment, so I don't know.
Got him.
So, yeah, Matumbe is basically not going to take any substantial actions besides saying that and kind of putting his, a reassuring Shaquille O'Neal paw on his shoulder.
Okay. Lyra.
So I think this is her last round of blindness.
Yep.
So she still can't do much, but can she cast Cure Light Wounds on herself?
Yeah,
because
for sure
it should be pretty easy for her to touch herself.
Oh. Oh, episode title right there. It should be pretty easy for her to touch herself.
Christ.
I got 5 hit points back.
Nice. That wasn't a bad touch.
Most unfortunate.
All right, Eclipse. Well, unless Lyra wants to try and move.
She wouldn't know which direction to go, so she would stay there unless somebody pulled her in a direction.
Sure. So, Eclipse.
Eclipse is going to go all the way around Lyra and Ick, and, yep, kind of be right behind Lyra and say, Lyra, I'm right behind you. And Majumbe is in front of Ik and will protect you until you can see again.
Oh, you guys are like so convinced it's not permanent. I guess Matube is the only
one. That's right. I rolled that spellcraft check.
Yeah.
And this has happened to our group before.
Right.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, so we are convinced it's not permanent.
We're convinced. Maybe it's one of those things where like you get so much brain damage and it's permanent.
Oh no.
You have to have brain cells to have brain damage.
Yeah,
that's what Ikmer always says.
So it's Ikmer's turn. This is your last round of blindness.
Correct. He is going to reach his arm out to connect with Matumbe's arm.
Well, and you connect well, shoulders. We're saying you guys could connect. All right.
Yes. He breathes a sigh of relief that his friends didn't leave him. He was almost like he wasn't quite sure if they wouldn't or if they would leave him or not. And then do his best to move closer to Matumbe.
Oh, he's right next to Matumbe, so I imagine
he would still move closer. Okay. As a friend.
So he just hugs Matumbe as his action.
And is practically weeping.
All right, so in Hero Lab, I'll apply the grappled condition.
Okay, Matumbe, you're up.
I guess Matumbe is just going to kind of he's going to return the hug and do a perception check. Just be like looking over Ick's shoulder, just making sure that everything's all good. 20 total. Anything amiss?
Well, 20 total is a pretty good perception. And you look over Ick's shoulder and you don't see anything from the hole. You don't see anything kind of around in the room until you get to the door leading back to the furnace room. And you stop a second and you kind of squint your eyes and you see this muddy skeletal hand grasping the semi-closed door, kind of coming through the slit between the door and the wall. You see this skeletal hand wrap around the side of the door.
All right. So as Matumbe is kind of like embracing Ikmer, he's going to very quietly say right in Ikmer's ear,
Ikmer, as soon as your sight returns, I'm going to need you to leave. Everyone else is going to follow you, but I know you are very hurt. We'll be right behind you, but we are not out of this yet. You need to leave. We will all follow you.
That kind of reminds me, since I was at 0 hit points, would I fall unconscious for taking an action being staggered?
Did nobody heal you?
No one healed me.
Yes. No one could.
Yes.
Okay.
So Ikmer, we're going to retcon this a moment. Ikmer goes to embrace Matumbe. He's crying. And then Matumbe, you feel him start to, it's not weeping, it's coughing now.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine Matumbe has this like white horn armor on.
Yeah.
And he just sees spatters of blood as Ikmer coughs up blood onto his armor and goes limp.
Oh, just like the bloody handprint on the stormtrooper armor at the beginning of The Force Awakens.
God damn it. Matumbe will say that you can likely catch Ikmer before he falls.
Uh-huh.
So he's like leaned up against you unconscious.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like when your buddy's like way too hammered and collapsing. Oh man, it's almost like Brooks and I have acted out this exact situation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your buddy's just like way too hammered and collapsing, and it's there's no way you can support them, but you can use your strength to like guide them to the floor. Like, so yeah. They don't fall over.
Yeah. So you guide him to the floor. You make this perception check. You see what's happening.
Uh-huh.
And
so I guess then to do like a little bit of retcon, I wouldn't say that to
to Ikmer, I would say it to Eclipse and Lyra that, like, we need to leave. Start leaving now. We're getting out of here, but Ikmer is still in trouble. I'll drag him out if we need to.
Okay. So you say that, Ikmer. It is your turn. You are at -1. Please roll me to stabilize.
That was almost close to the dice tray.
But rolled a 16 on the die.
So you are stable at -1. But you are still unconscious. It's Matumbe's turn.
How I just went.
Oh, never mind. I did Ikmer stabilize too soon. But we'll use that on your turn when you stabilize. It's Lyra's turn.
So I believe Lyra can now see,
yep,
but is still shaken. So after Matumbe said to leave, Lyra doesn't have any more heal spells, so she won't even feel compelled to heal Ikmer. She just has nothing left to give. So she'll move up to the doors. And then is it possible to make a perception check to see if there's really frosty handles on those doors?
Yep.
She rolled a 5, or I rolled a 5, so...
Lyra. Yeah, I think this equates to, like, Lyra is almost afraid to touch it because she knows what's in that room, so she touches it as fast as possible and doesn't get a good read on whether or not the handle's actually cold. She doesn't put her hand on it long enough to tell. It's Eclipse's turn.
So Ikmer has not stabilized yet, right?
We're rolling over his check because I did it way too early. So he will have stabilized. You do have that knowledge, unless you want to, you know, actually slap a heal spell on him.
Could I lasso him and pull him on out? I can drag technically like 400, 500 pounds.
I mean, do you want to try and get him on the pony? Can you do that?
I don't think that anyone else can do it because it's a mind pony.
Oh, it's a mind pony. But you can't keep it.
Oh, I see those all the time in the wild.
You can't keep it, like, activated with your mind?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, it is literally, like, kind of invisible. You guys just kind of see a faint, like, shadow of a pony.
Okay. So. And it doesn't function as, like, Phantom Steed?
No, it's a mind steed.
Okay, so it's different.
It counts kind of like mount, but it's just for me.
Okay.
So I have rope, though.
Yeah, make a ranged attack.
Is that what I... Okay.
So you're going to lasso him and drag him behind your pony?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Unless you want to get off and tie him off, which will be more action for
It'll
you.
It'll take a long time. I'm going to try and just lasso him. If that doesn't work, then I'm going to try and get out, and Motumbe said he'd drag him.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was actually pretty good.
Nice.
18.
Okay, Brooks, what's your AC plus 4?
Oh, against that?
You are unconscious. You are unconscious, so you take the negatives for that, but then you are also prone, so you take the +4 against ranged attacks from being on the ground.
Okay.
So it's a +4 and then a minus your dexterity, I think, and it should just be like
flat-footed 10, +4?
Yeah, basically.
Flat-footed +4 was a 23.
Jesus fuck, man.
So you do miss, but the rope is right there if you want to yell out to like Matumbe to get him to tie it off. If not, if you want to continue with your plan, you can...
No, the rope is 50 feet, so I'm going to go right up to the door and tell Motumbe to tie him off. And we're going.
Tie me off.
Murray, you used your turn to stabilize, so you are now stable. And those of you that are in the room...
Everybody.
So everybody in the room can see, well, besides Ikmer, because he's unconscious, can see this skeletal hand, and it opens the door, and you see this muddy, mossy skeleton, and as you look past him, in the door frame, you see two more. And the first skeleton moves 30 feet into the room, just... The next skeleton moves 30 feet into the room. And the final skeleton moves up behind them. The skeletons are 10 feet away from Ikmara Matumbe. What does Matumbe do?
Matumbe follows orders. He bends down, grabs the rope, and ties off Ikmara.
Okay, so we'll call that your standard action.
Okay. And then as a move action, he is going to take a 5-foot step back just to get a little bit more distance between him and the skeletons, knowing that Ikmara is about to get dragged out of the room.
Okay. Lyra.
All right. So are the doors in front of her closed and she has to spend a move action?
They're ajar.
All
so
right.
She can just kind of like shoulder through them.
In that case, she's going to shoulder through them and take a double move action to get back into the entryway.
Okay.
And she'll be right up by the front doors.
Right up by the front doors. Eclipse, you are currently dragging Ikmara 20 feet behind you.
I am going to just move 80 feet. All the way outside of the room. Ik is 20 feet behind me. We get him out of the cold spot room. Motumbe is left by himself with the three skeletals.
I guess that was just a sacrifice you were willing to make.
Sorry, man.
Ikmara, it is your turn. You're stable, but you're unconscious. And now it's the skeleton's turn.
Boy, it sure is.
The skeleton up front is going to move to the east side of Matumbe and attack at him with a claw. 18 on the die will hit you. 4 points of damage.
Okay.
The next skeleton is going to move to the west of Matumbe. 19 on the die.
I'm going to check. Yeah, that hits.
2 points of damage. And the final one is going to move to the north of Matumbe. He is fully surrounded by three skeletons. The only way he can move is out of the room, and this skeleton attacks at him. 17 on the die.
You're scum. You are scum. Still up.
3 points of damage.
I'm at a cool quarter of my hit points.
It's Matumbe's turn.
Full withdraw.
Yep.
I got to. How far can I move with a full withdraw? My move speed is 30.
I think you get your full move speed, but you don't incur.
Okay. Well then, yeah, double move out of there with a full withdraw.
No, you can't double move.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Full withdraw is like a full round action.
Then yeah, full withdraw out of there. I am in the room with all of the seating for people
watching.
Make
me a perception check.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to do that. 10 total.
10 total. It feels a little chilly in here, but you're not sure if that's just like, you know, your adrenaline kind of pumping the heat out of you. Lyra, you're up.
All right. So she is right up by the front doors. She's going to take a 5-foot step and then she will attempt to open the doors by just like trying the handle.
Yep. She tries the handle. The door swings open.
Sweet. She will run outside.
So Lyra is outside of the building. And now, on initiative 10, Matumbe feels the room.
I'm dead.
My turn.
No, your initiative.
It has been triggered.
Oh.
I've what? Been waiting. My haunt was triggered.
What's this it do?
It. The first time it goes to attack you, it will now attack the haunt. The podium is going to get attacked because that's the only thing, right? Like that's where we think the haunt's coming from.
That's where you think it's coming from.
I mean, that's what I can do to try and help.
I'm sorry. Like, what? So what is happening right now?
So Tumbe is about to get hit by the cold spot, but Haley left. She can turn, so her implements are all haunted.
So what happened?
So Eclipse left.
So Eclipse?
This was earlier, several rounds earlier.
So Liana, my haunt, was extricated out into a space. And I imbued a spell into Liana in order to cast it, and to protect whoever was left in the room when this went off. And it has now been triggered. And now I get to cast my spell basically from that spot.
Okay. So what spell do you cast?
Shocking Grasp.
Okay.
It's the only thing I got.
It's fine. I'll take it.
Oh, wait. Not Shocking Grasp. Sorry. Barb Chain.
Okay. So you have, what, ghostly chains?
Yeah, basically ghostly chains will come out, because Shocking Grasp is touch only.
So how much damage does that do?
I meant to do. So I have to hit it.
Yeah, I don't roll a one.
Okay, yeah, I didn't. It is going to do a d6. Which is something to help.
Hey, you do not have to justify it.
We got a 3, though.
So it does 3 points of damage to this haunt.
It does. 3 points of magical damage to the haunt. That's...
And Matumbe feels it get very cold in here. So cold that he can hardly breathe. He takes 6 points of cold damage and 1 point of strength damage.
I'm at 0.
Exactly 0?
Exactly 0.
So you're still up.
Staggered, but up.
Eclipse, it is your turn.
I would know that my haunt has gone off. Because Liana would come back to me.
Yep.
I have to go back for him, right?
You're dragging Ick, though.
Yeah.
I know. I can't. I don't know if I can drag both.
Technically,
you can if you can drag 900 pounds.
No, I was looking at it. There's weird rules for dragging. It says like 5 times my maximum load, and then on Hero Lab that says like 195, but then the other stuff is a little confusing. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just figured with the horse you could drag people. And I'm gonna GM fiat right now. I don't usually throw the book down. Throwing the book down that if you would like to drag both of them with a fucking pony, you can have 30-pound you and 300 pounds a man hanging off the back or whatever it is.
Perfect. So I am going to...
I am 300 pounds.
So likely 600 pounds a man. So the pony will be slightly encumbered. Call it that.
Lyra would come back if you called to her saying that people need help.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Unless you just want her to run, because it's going to make
so
it
bad.
Worse.
This
is
so bad.
I want you to stay there.
Okay. Right. She wouldn't know that anything's wrong. Matumbe said they would all follow, she would just be waiting outside for
this
them.
This is the combat of Red Rover, Red Rover.
Right. Either way, yeah, I'm going to go try and get Matumbe attached to the rope.
We're going full epic with this one, guys.
Ooh, what's that?
The Hell's Rebels music.
Nice. Hey, Matumbe, what's your AC? Do I have a chance?
It's a 19 regular.
Nope.
Well, probably not.
I mean,
unconscious on the... Well,
but you're staggered.
He's staggered, so you could yell to him to grab it.
Oh. All right.
Grab the rope, tie it around you.
Tie it around your neck.
Tie it around you before you die.
So, basically, I'm going to ride back, throw the other... like, because I've got 50 feet, so I'm going to ride close to Ick, throw that other side to Matumbe. Matumbe, quick, tie this to you. We got to get out of here.
And when you come back and you look in, I mean... You're looking death in the eyes here. First of all, Ikmer is just like a bloody corpse you're dragging behind your pony. And Matumbe, though conscious, I mean, he's covered in sweat and blood and gore and dirt, and he's stumbling and like
freezing,
right? And freezing. And basically you come back and you look through the doorway into the room he's in, and it looks like if he takes one more step, he's going to fall over and die.
I'm still throwing the rope at you and hoping that you can maybe tie it on some part of your body before you go down.
I will tie it on the book.
Oh, take no. the book.
The most important thing.
So that's Eclipse's turn.
That's my whole turn.
Ikmer. So you throw it. It's by Matumbe. And you yell that.
Yeah.
Ikmer is still unconscious. The skeletons.
I know.
No,
approach
no,
into the room.
No.
The furthest west skeleton can reach Matumbe. The other two move into the room behind it. The skeleton up front swings.
Roll twice.
At Matumbe.
Roll twice. That's my hero card. Roll twice right there.
Nice. Good call.
I won't be able to tie myself off if he hits me.
Yeah.
And I need you to finish your drinks because we're going long.
But I had already finished my drink.
Get a new one.